Romans 12, in verse 9. It says, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." That's a pretty tall order. You can read that and think, wow, there's a lot of things I got to work on. But if we just say, "God, I want to be crucified with you so you can put Christ on me, so I can have the character of Christ, so that these things are possible." You know, how can you weep with those who weep if you don't have the heart of Christ? It's just worldly sorrow or worldly compassion. Or rejoice with those who rejoice, but to be of the same mind towards one another. You have to have the same head. That's the only way we can be of the same mind, is if we have Christ as our head. And the only way you can do that is to be crucified with Christ and to submit unto him in everything. It says in verse 11, "Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." Another version says, "Never be lacking zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor." You need the life, right? You need the fervor. Not that we have to muster it up, but it would just have a first love. It would just be there. Not be lacking in the zeal. Another version says, "Never be lazy. Work hard and serve the Lord with enthusiastically." You know, sometimes we can try and muster it up with, you know, maybe some good beats or drums or whatever, try and serve the Lord and get all excited, but that's something that has to happen inside. You know, because people can see love that has hypocrisy mixed with it, but people know when love is genuine, and the love of Christ is genuine, and we need to be knit in that vine so we can get that love. Abiding in him, obeying his word from a pure heart. It says in chapter 13, it says in verse 11, "And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy." You know, revelry and drunkenness are outward things that people can see, but lewdness and lust is often in the heart and hidden, and you know it can manifest if you let it. If you keep going that path, it's going to manifest. But often it's in the hidden chambers, and it can be kept secret. But when you have that burning in your heart, it completely quenches the spirit. And it will, if you walk that way, the spirit will leave. You cannot walk in that. And same with envy, right? You can have that envy, jealousy that's in the heart. It can be hidden there for quite some time, but if you keep walking in that, eventually it's going to manifest in hatred and in anger and bitterness, and that will manifest into murder. I was doing at work, we're required to do some sort of course online about violence at the workplace, and you know, they defined violence as something that could be a glare. You know, it's not just a hitting, not just an abusive with a tongue. They said it can be that. But they also defined it as a glare. And I thought, you know, they really got that right, because that really is in the heart. Right? That violence starts in the heart when you can see that glare, that anger, that hatred. And that's murder, right? That's violence. And when we see that, the seriousness of those things manifesting in our own heart, that glare of violence, then we can come, we need to acknowledge that this is serious. This is a crime against our Lord. We need to be changed. And it says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. You know, I've always wrestled with that. How can I just put on love? How can I put on tender mercies? You know, it says in Colossians to put on all these wonderful things. Like, it's so easy to just slap on a coat. But, you know, if I'm just putting it on the outside, it's just going to be like tying fruit on a tree. You know, there's a lot of nice people that can be really nice. You know, sometimes you encounter these things at work. You know, a patient's family, I work in the hospital, and a patient's family will come to the nurse's station and talk to a nurse, and the nurse is so nice. And as soon as the family member leaves, all of a sudden amongst the staff, there's just such, you know, harsh comments and putting down and mocking and so on. That's putting on fruit on the tree. I mean, it's not real. It's hypocrisy. Love with hypocrisy. But love without hypocrisy is not going to do that. It's not going to put down your neighbor behind their back, right? And so I wrestled with what that means to put on love, put on the Lord. And then I came across this verse in Galatians 3. In Galatians 3, verse 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You know, that we have to die with Christ. Our old man is crucified with him, and we're raised a new man. And now that we're raised a new man, every day we need to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and continually put to death the deeds of our body. And as we see those, our own desires and our own will come out, manifest, we again put them to death and are crucified with Christ daily, right? Daily. As we do that, Christ is just being met. More and more Christ is going to be put on in our life, inside our heart. So it's, we got to seek him first in his kingdom and his righteousness, and be baptized with him to be a new creation, to really have him on us.